the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to continue speaking about love because it really is the keystone to every single thing that we believe as Roman Catholic Christians, as we should in any Christian denomination, any ecclesial community must have love as its foundation. Because really, when you stop to think of it, everything in sacred scripture has nothing to do with anything but love. Really, there's nothing. Even the Ten Commandments, their means of loving, the Beatitudes, their ways of loving, and how we should love, and how we should live, how we should die, how we should encounter the world in which we live and the souls within it. And so love is an extraordinarily important thing to know, and it falls so short when we talk about the word love, L-O-V-E. And now we even say L-U-V or a number of other things. We just do heart. I heart you. Well, to tell you the truth, it's because we have failed in our understanding of what really love is, what it must be. You know, there are so many people all throughout life. We've got people trying to define love. And you know something? It is so difficult. It's almost impossible for most of us to even fathom what it is. We use it all the time. We love things, inanimate objects. We love food. We love our houses. We love our car. We love junk. We love our gifts that we get. Well, you know, honestly, you know this. You should know this. And if you don't, think of it. You can't love anything that can't love you back. You can only love that which can return love. That's the nature of love. Love is a living entity because it needs a response in order to be true love. So you can't love an inanimate object. You can't love stuff. You can't love food. You have to love a being that can return that love. Now, here's the beauty of being Catholic or being Christian, is that God, love, becomes incarnate so that now we have an object to love. In other words, we have someone to love, to teach us how to love, to give us what we lack, what we can't find on our own. When God created us, he created us with the indwelling of the Trinity. That means we had love dwelling inside of us. That's why there was no pain. That's why there was no death. That's why there was they lived in harmony with everything. But when we threw God out, we threw love out. That's the key. We threw love out of our lives, and mankind was then trying to fill that emptiness, which used to house the Trinity, which is love itself. God is love, but in a real sense, not some pie-in-the-sky mushy sense. I'm talking about the indwelling of the Trinity, that love which dwells inside of us. And so we lost that through original sin. And so mankind is constantly trying to fill it with something other than what fits. Only the Trinity fits in that emptiness inside of us. And all of us are very well aware of it, whether we accept it or not, whether we want to believe it or not. There is not a thing that you can try to stick in that emptiness that will fulfill it. And you know this. If you stop long enough, if we all stop long enough and really think about what it is our heart is focusing on, what is it that we love? If it is a thing, it will never make us happy. We will never be fulfilled. We will never have peace. I'm telling you, you cannot love anything outside of that which is love itself, perfect love. That is God. Once Jesus appears among us, he is incarnated by the power of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the most blessed Virgin Mary. And this took place in Bethlehem, which means house of bread. He's laid in a manger, which comes from the word mangiare, which means to eat. It's a place of food. A manger is a place where animals ate. So here he's laid in a place that's reserved for food. And then he says this, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you're dead." Good heavens, what could he have meant? And he said it in such a way that they understood that he was to be consumed living as you saw him standing there. That's why 17,000 people walked away, not because he was giving them the Eucharist. They couldn't understand. Nobody could understand. In fact, he's probably very fortunate that the apostles didn't have anybody else to go to, because that's why they stayed. "Well, we don't know else who's got the word of life. You're the only one, so we're going to stay." But they didn't understand. And then at the Last Supper, he took bread and wine, and he says, take and eat. This is my body. This is my blood. And he gives us a means of finally fulfilling the emptiness. That is what Christianity should be about. It should be about the Eucharist. It should be about filling that emptiness that was left through original sin. Recognizing that we are always sinning. So we always need to return that Trinity into that very space that is reserved for Him alone. And that is where love and the essence of love comes from. But you see, if we do take Christ inside of us, if we do return to the awareness of the indwelling Trinity, we have Christ inside of us, the Father is inside of us, the Spirit is inside of us, then everything works for the good. Everything becomes holy and wonderful. Because instead of trying to fill that emptiness with the junk that surrounds us, with things, with stuff, we find the fulfillment in Christ Jesus, in the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity. And then those things that we surround ourselves with take on a new character, a new ability to make us or allow us to experience that happiness and that joy that things can afford. Because they are not the means. We're not pretending that they're the means to our happiness. Because they aren't. People don't need to have a beautiful car, a beautiful home, or the best food on earth. They don't have to have these things. But with love, you have everything. When I was a child, we lived in a world a lot simpler than it is now, and we didn't have all the games and the toys and the things that we have now. And many days, we went without a lot of food. Mustard sandwiches were a big thing when I was a kid. I don't know if you're old enough to know of mustard sandwiches. But that's when you take yellow mustard, you put it on bread, and you eat them, and you pretend there's meat in it. Well, we were happy. We were happy because it wasn't the food that was to make us happy. It wasn't the house or the bed or the dwelling that we lived in that made us happy. It wasn't the car that we drove around in that made us happy because most of the time we had to take a bus. So what? Should we have been miserable? Sorry, we weren't. We were filled with great joy because we had faith, we had Christ, we had the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity. We had what really mattered. That's what matters in love, my brothers and sisters. You cannot love without Him, without God, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit indwelling within you. You can call it what you will, but you will never call it love, not unless He is the author of what and who you are. If He becomes your all in all, if He is the one that fills that emptiness that all of us know so well, you can never be happy. You can never have peace. You can never use that word. Not honest to God, not being honest. Only when you have embraced the fullness of that Trinity, only when you have taken everything else and moved it out of the way, and in its place, you have welcomed the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of Gods. It is only then that you will find true love and true happiness. God bless you.